You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
There's a lot of ways to cook a hot dog. You could boil it. You could grill it. You could oven roast it. You could air fry it. You could stovetop sear it. You could slow cook it. You could roast it over a flame. You could microwave it. But is there a right way? Chef Plum from the Food Network, you know, Memorial Day weekend, a lot of hot dogs are going to be eaten across the country. Do you think that there's one way that's better than the rest?
I love hot dogs. You know, actually originally called the Dachshund Hound sausage. They started selling them in Coney Island is where they originated. How funny is that?
Wow. That's scary, though, if you're a Dachshund Hound. That's for sure.
Is there a right or wrong way for a hot dog? I think it depends regionally where you come from, in my opinion.
Well, the boiling just seems sacrilegious to me. And I've enjoyed many a baseball game at Fenway Park. But the boiled hot dog just seems, I don't know, man. It's got to have some sear marks on it.
I disagree with you. I like a boiled hot dog. Not all the time, but I do like a boiled hot dog. Like 7 minutes, you boil the water, 7 minutes, you put it in there, you turn off the flame, you put the top on, and it's a delicious hot dog.
I mean, that sounds more about convenience than less about taste.
What do you think, Plum?
There's a great point there. I mean, when you boil it, you get a great hot dog. It's perfect every single time. But, you know, some places, even down south, they'll split the hot dog down the middle and put it in a frying pan. You guys ever done that?
Yeah. Actually, one of my favorite places that they do that, and then they deep fry it. And I'm all about deep frying my hot dogs. I'll deep fry anything you give me.
Deep frying takes everything next level.
You know, in my personal opinion, the proper way to cook a hot dog would be to do it in a pan, get those marks on it, or do it on a grill and get those marks. You want those char marks on there. Now, what happens is, right, when you do it to a piece of protein or a chicken or a beef, people call it caramelization. That's incorrect. What's actually happening there is called the Maillard reaction. That's when the amino acids literally change color because of the heat. It's not caramelizing. It's getting that Maillard reaction. So in my opinion, you got to have that extra little bit of flavor put in there. I think you do them in a pan, you do them on a grill, to get that Maillard reaction on there. It looks better, it tastes better, and it adds that depth of flavor. However, if no other choice, boil it. It's still delicious.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to eat it, right, to survive, right, we want it to be of a proper temperature, that would be good. But,
right.
I mean, whatever you call that reaction thing or whatever, that's the way that I want it. Also, I could use that as a color on my floor tile.
Because, Maynard. I think you called it Maynard.
Whatever it was,
Nards,
you know?
Yeah. Maillard.
Maillard. Whatever.
I come on the show. I try to teach you guys some things. No one ever pays attention to me, but we keep coming back, and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's our plan. Listen, now, beef, chicken, pork, you have a preference on your type of dog?
Somebody asked me the other day. They were over my house, and they're like, are these pork or beef? And I go, what?
They're hot dogs, man. They're just hot dogs. Why are you going to make it complicated?
So then I went and I looked, and I'm like, it says all beef. But I don't think I've ever looked once in my life at what kind of hot dog I was eating, to be honest.
Oh, no. Listen, I prefer a nice all-beef hot dog. I want that casing on the outside. And when you do it in that pan, it's going to get that snap to it. And I think, for my opinion, for my money, that sear on the outside, that Maillard reaction, that snap on it, that's what you want. That's a delicious hot dog.
See, for me, the best hot dog is always going to include something purely American, such as the meat that it's made of. Me standing above the grill, getting those seared marks on there with whatever reaction he called it again. Looking over
Nards.
At my lawn.
Maillard reaction.
Loving the fact that the leaves are on the trees so I don't have to see my neighbor in their pool. Like that to me, that's Americana. That's summertime, Anazap. That's Memorial Day weekend.
Last question, Plum.
Living the dream.
Do you put ketchup on your hot dog?
Okay, so I know that this is a thing that people get very upset about, and I do. I love ketchup on a hot dog, but I put everything on a hot dog. Ketchup, coleslaw, sauerkraut, chili, cheese, onions, relish, whatever you got, put it on my hot dog. Put it all on top of it. I want my hot dog to look like a massive plate of nachos by the time I get it. I love all the food.
Wow.
If you're going to do it, do it.
Chef Plum from the Food Network, thank you so much, Plum.
You guys call me with the weirdest questions.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.